Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here he is. All right, let's do this. He's nice enough to join us live on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, along with Nick Ashew, Chris Russell here on the Fan. D'Angelo Hall is nice enough to join us for a few minutes to clarify what is going on live on the Fan. D, really appreciate your time, and thanks so much for doing this. So what is the latest just from your, I guess, from your perspective?
You know what? What's going on, fellas? It's a funny story, man. I'm out here at Ryan Kerrigan's golf tournament. I was supporting my, you know, my former teammate and the organization and just, a great cause. And John Keim, who I respect and I know and I like him as a journalist. And a couple other reporters were around as well. And, John was asking me some questions. You know, the biggest question was, hey, what's next? And I'm like, well, you know, I don't really think I want to play football. I don't know if I said I know I'm not playing football, but I said, you know, I don't know if I'm playing football. But, you know, I got a lot of TV offers, some radio things going on, some front office, you know, executive kind of opportunities. And so, I'm still kind of weighing those options. But, you know, I don't think I want to play football. Or I don't know if I'm going to play football, might have been my exact words. Mm-hmm. And that was while I was practicing on the practice tee. And by the time I got in my cart and I was getting ready to, you know, to get with my group, I was bombarded by text message after text message. Congratulations, you know, da 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 da. And I'm like, bro, what is going on? What just happened?
Right.
And so it kind of just snowballed from there. But like I was telling everybody else, am I done playing football? I'm probably 95% sure I'm done playing football. But I wanted to do it the right way. I wanted to give the Redskins organization the respect they deserved and obviously do it with them when the time was right. I wanted to wait until I either signed my national deal with the network before I made that official announcement. And I wanted to do it at a press conference. You know, I was in L.A. with NFL Network a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to do it then, but the time wasn't right. Jason Witten had just announced. I didn't want to take anything away from him. I just wanted to wait for the right opportunity for myself to do it. And, I kind of wanted to go out. You know, I wanted my one last hurrah. And so I didn't want to announce it over social media or, you know, anywhere else besides, you know, in that Redskins building that I've spent the last 10 years of my career and, you know, on stage with the group of guys who brought me there.
Right. D'Angelo Hall is joining us live here on the Fan of the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. He's nice enough to clarify what's going on here with all this retirement stuff. I did just want to just clarify, just because, you know, I guess the quote that you gave to John and Michael Phillips of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, at least as the way they report, and I know both of them, and they're both upstanding guys.
I agree with you on that.
Right,
I do agree with you on that. They are both great guys.
You know, and it was kind of similar to what you just said, but they are quoting you, D'Angelo, as saying, quote, I'm done playing, that's for damn sure. So essentially, that's what they quoted you as saying. So you're saying that's essentially not what you meant? If that is what you said, that's not what you exactly meant, that you're about 95%? Am I understanding that right?
Chris, if I said that, like I said, I respect John to the utmost and how great of a journalist he is. And so if I said that literally, and I'm not exaggerating, Cooley was two tee boxes over from me. I literally was on the tee box hitting shots while they were interviewing me, mm-hmm. because I was like, look, guys, y'all can interview me, but I need to warm up. I felt like I was late getting there. I didn't know the event started at 12. I thought it started at 11. So I was at the tee box about 10:55, like, man, I got to get some swings in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could have said that, and John probably had his recorder, so he would know better than me. But I thought I said something else. I didn't think I said, hey, guys, I'm officially retiring.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I could have said, I'm for damn sure done because, you know, my body's kind of beat up. So
right.
That's why I would be done. I mentally and physically, I mean, I still love the game mentally. I love being around it. I had some opportunities to go other places, you know, but they weren't in the roles that I would have liked to see myself in. It was more so leadership, locker room guy. It wasn't going to be a role where I felt like I could try to get that coveted 50 picks like I you know, started my career saying I wanted to do. And so I felt like, you know, why waste another year playing football in that kind of role when I feel like I can be just as big a name or star or personality in the realm of TV and radio. And so why not go ahead and start that? And so that's kind of the dilemma I kind of wrestle with in my mind is like, man, do I want to play another year where I'm just not quite there? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think in Seattle, I kind of emotionally, I played as hard as I could. I played great, I feel like. But just not having a training camp to prepare myself, not working on angles and tackling, it showed up 2 weeks later in New Orleans. You know what I mean? And I didn't want to put myself in that situation. I could sign a deal or I could even wait around till guys got hurt and get in somewhere. But I'm like, man, I feel like I need to go through that process because having been hurt the last couple years, I haven't had that opportunity to do that. And so I just don't feel like I'd be a great player by not being on a roster right now and going through an off-season program. And so rather than just try to get some sloppy leftovers, I'm like, man, I might as well just hang it up. And so that's kind of what I go back and forth in my mind with, like, man, like, you know, I want to play, but at the same time, I'm like, you know, I could do TV and go ahead and start that next chapter of my life and my career. And so, you know, so I probably did tell John that, but it was definitely taken out of context. I wouldn't announce my retirement at Ryan Kerrigan's golf tournament because they had so much other stuff going on that, you know, I didn't want to take the attention away from anything else that was going on there. You know what I mean?
Understood.
Yeah, so what it sounds like to us at this point is you've kind of got your plans post-playing career in motion, but you wanted this to go maybe a different way and have it be almost announced a little bit differently, and there was kind of a miscommunication in terms of how this was perceived at this point?
Well, and if I'd known that's kind of what John was looking for in the interview, I would have probably addressed it a little differently, but I just thought he was asking me a series of questions because he went on to ask a couple more questions after that. But like I said, I didn't think the highlight of our conversation was I'm damn sure done playing football. You know what I mean? I didn't
right.
feel like the conversation was such a good one. I didn't feel like that was the headline. Oh, he's officially retired. Da 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 da. I didn't feel like that was the headline. And so when I got the news and heard that was the, you know, the headline, and I was like, man, what? Well, I didn't, you know. And now I got execs and people at the front office like, man, you should have done it. What else? You know, da 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 da. And I'm like, well, I didn't officially say I'm retired, but you know, I guess I'm definitely leaning that way. But you know, it is what it is. But I just wanted when I got the congratulation text from you, Chris, I just wanted to reach out to you personally
right.
and say, well, dang, Chris, I hadn't officially said.
No, and that. I appreciate that. And I mean, I didn't mean to bombard
but thank
you.
But thank you.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't you. I was
right.
going to say, but thank you, you know, and that's kind of the text I've been getting from everybody, from former teammates, former coaches, you name it. I'm like, dude, I hadn't officially, I mean, it's been so many now, I kind of stopped saying it, but
well,
I'm like,
and I also want to clarify, D'Angelo, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't just what you said to John. What also happened and how I first heard about it, quite honestly, was Adam Schefter reported it at about 11:35 this morning. And
I heard that too.
Yeah. So, and to my knowledge, did not mention John's report. Now, I could have missed that, but it was reported as Adam Schefter reporting that D'Angelo Hall had decided to retire, and that was the first I had heard of it, and certainly it was not surprising. But, you know, when Adam Schefter reports something, you're like, oh, okay, you know, I mean, you know, and I'm not,
exactly,
you know.
Exactly. And Adam, I have no clue how he got it, you know what I mean, because Adam wasn't there. I didn't call Adam. Adam's really good friends with my agent, and I didn't even tell my agent. My agent called me and was shocked and surprised. You know what I mean? Like, D.O., you didn't even tell me. My mom's mad, and my wife's like, you didn't even tell me. And I'm like, babe, because it was kind of funny the way it came out. It didn't really come out that way, but I could see how it was kind of taken that way. But, yeah, I heard Adam Schefter. Everybody was saying Adam Schefter. Nobody said John said anything, but I know – for a fact that John was there and the other gentleman who
Michael Phillips.
See every day in the locker room.
Yeah, Michael Phillips.
But I just couldn't picture his name. And he was there, and I think maybe one or two other people were kind of behind them. But, yeah, it was it was definitely shocking news. It bombarded my timeline on Twitter and my text messages. I couldn't even play my round of golf because I was getting so many text messages.
So is there, I know you don't obviously want to make anything else official, and we totally understand that, but would you at all leave the door open to the possibility that you could still possibly play a 15th season?
I would. And one teams, because of my relationship with Sean and so many of the coaches on that staff out in LA, you know, they wanted me to come out there and, you know, when they had a chance to get Odell Beckham, I was like, look, if y'all get Odell Beckham, I feel like y'all would have a chance at a ring, man. I would probably take on that role for 1 year just to have an opportunity at a Super Bowl and at a playoff run with those guys. And so I left the door open for those guys, and I love Brandon Cooks as a player. I don't quite think he's as dynamic as OBJ, but I mean, the door is open, but, Chris, it really has to be the perfect situation. You
right.
know what I mean? I just moved
right.
my family up here to D.C. full time. And so to ask them to either move to L.A. or allow me to move to L.A. right now, it'll just be a lot on my family.
Right.
I just don't want to put them through that. But my wife's all for it. She's like, hey, babe, if you want to play another year, play another year.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell her the same thing I told you guys. I'm like, babe, why play another year when I'm kind of, you know, tweetering on special teams or being a second, third safety as opposed to starting a career in TV
right.
and radio where I feel like I can, you know, I can be pretty good, you know what I mean?
Well,
and start that chapter of my life.
Well,
and so I still wrestle with it, but I'm definitely leaning towards hanging it up without a doubt.
Yeah, here's what I know. You're going to be excellent at TV, at radio. Anytime you want to come and do radio with us, you know you're more than welcome around here.
Don't tell me that, because I'll be down there in the studio whenever y'all need a third wheel. I'll be right down there.
We still have 56 minutes left in the show,
yeah.
So if you can make it here quickly, come on in studio now and hang out. We're perfectly fine with
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
I'm all the way in Leesburg, and this weather is not too nice out here. We've had tornado warnings and everything.
I hear you. Well,
I'm going in the house to watch this playoff basketball game.
Listen, we're going to let you go. We really appreciate you coming on and clarifying this. I know it's been, you know, a crazy kind of day, but I do really both of us appreciate you coming on to clarify this. This is important, obviously, for Redskins fans, NFL fans, and for your name and your namesake. And whenever you do decide to retire and whatever you choose to do, and you know this, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, you know, I appreciate all you did for me and for the media and for this fan base and the organization and for this city. And, you know, I have tremendous respect and admiration for you, if that means anything to you. So I really appreciate everything you've done. For us, so
it does. And Chris, I appreciate you too, man. You've been a joy to be around, and you know, hopefully if we could ever do something in the future, I hope we can, because I enjoyed being around you, man. You're a great guy. Talk a little bit too much trash for me from time to time, but I love you, Chris. I love your family, your kids, your beautiful kids, man. And so
thank
you know
you, man.
I wish you nothing but the best, and like I said, hopefully we can do some things together. But you know, and I do want to say before I leave, it wasn't a shot at John Keim.
Right.
I really, really love John Keim as a person, as a reporter. And so, you know, it wasn't a shot at him. Like I said, if John said I said it, I probably did say it, because John doesn't misquote too many guys, nobody that I've ever seen. And so if he said I said it, I probably did say it, but I don't think I meant to say it that way.
Mm. Okay. I mean, we'll leave it at
so,
that.
John, you're right, John, but let me say it another way. You're right, though, John.
we'll leave it at that, and I'm sure we'll figure out how this goes from here. Either way, whenever the end is the end, whether it's now, whether it's a week from now, a year from now, whatever you choose to do, again, you've made, you know, in my opinion, a huge impact on the community,
absolutely,
on the Redskins and the fan base. And
yeah,
again, we, you know, appreciate all you've done, not only for coming on tonight to sort all this out, but just for everything you've done in general. And you're a good dude, so I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right,
thanks,
thank you, D'Angelo.
Man.
That's D'Angelo Hall exclusively right here on the Fan on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.